It's a bit of a familiar pattern, isn't it, really, in this competition?
Yeah, it's been a tough campaign for us this year. We haven't got on a roll whatsoever. We've played some distinctly average cricket, both bat and ball. And yeah, like I say, we just haven't got on a roll all summer, and it's starting to take its toll now, and we've got one more game to go.
What was the pitch like out there? Because 133 for 7 in the end didn't look that bad a total.
I don't think we're a million miles off, to be honest. I think 150 would have been a good score. It was. I think they've used it three or four times. It was spinning. The slower balls were really hard to play. They were really sticking in. But I think when you only get 130 and one guy comes off, which Finch did, and Madison played along with him nicely, we're always going to be up against it.
But dropping Finch and Madison didn't help there, did it?
Yeah, I think the fielding goes along with the batting and bowling in this campaign, actually. We've been very poor, and we've got to come again next year. It's very unfamiliar for us, this sort of territory. We're used to doing very well in this competition, and it's hitting us hard at the minute with these poor form. But it's only one season. We've had good seasons in the past. I'm sure we'll come back again next year.
Interesting you mentioned about the pitch there. Surrey seemed to make you very good use of that with lots of different pace balls.
Yeah, they were back of the hand slowies, leg cutters, off cutters, with the odd fast one in there, and it became very unpredictable and very hard to play. I think with the long boundary one side, they used that very well as well. They didn't get hit to the short side too often. And I think, again, they've just outfielded, outbowled and outbatted us, and that's why we're on the losing side once again.
I know it's difficult to talk about the opposition, but I think those of us that weren't playing came here and expected Finch to go mad like he normally does, but he seemed to try initially but then changed his game plan.
I did. I think that shows why he's one of the best players in the world. He adapted very quickly. I think he looked to come out the blocks in the first over or two, and then he realised that it was a really hard pitch and 130 might have been actually quite hard to get. So he did what the overseas pro you'd like to do, and he knuckled down and he got them over the line, which is exactly what you want.
What about you? You got one or two balls through there, didn't you?
Don't know about that. I've felt I've actually bowled well at times in this competition, especially up front in the first six overs. But like I say, it hasn't been our tournament whatsoever, and me contributing with the ball but not to winning games, it doesn't mean much whatsoever.
Sure, but I mean, you know, from a personal point of view though, I mean, what do you put that, you know, you seem to be bowling a lot tighter. I mean, you've always done well in one-day competition. We know you've done well over the years, but generally?
I think coming back from the two injuries, it has taken me a time. I feel like my body's in a place now where I really can play a lot of cricket, whether that's four-day cricket and 2020 and all the one-day stuff. I proved that I could play all the one-day stuff this year, and I played three championship games, and you never know, might sneak in one or two more at the back end. But like I say, my body's in a much better place now. I'm feeling confidence is a big thing, and I'm feeling confident at the minute, and the ball's coming out nicely.
I mean, I guess another indicator of how things are not going particularly well is that you batting at 8 and 9, you're getting a lot of bats in this competition, aren't you?
Yeah, very much so, and that's not what we want. I think over previous years, when we've got to finals day, I think we sat there one year and I batted once and twice in two or three seasons, and that's what contributes to winning sides. You're number 7, 8, might face three or four balls in a game, and you get big scores. But I think I've been in even before the 15th over three or four times, and it's, you're not going to get big scores that way.
One more game to do in this competition.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I know everyone's probably said it to you, and it's a bit of a cliche now, but we do need to try and win it. We haven't completely given up. We've got still pride at stake for sure and individual performances, but we've got to try and get a win under the belt and then move into the championship and just cut it aside and come back again next year.
You've seen so much success over the years in white ball cricket. How hard has this last two and a half weeks been, knowing there's nothing to play for?
Yeah, it's been really hard. Like I say, we've been notoriously very good, and we've got in this rut, and we haven't been able to find a way of getting out of it. It's something we haven't been used to over the last 7, 8 years. We're normally flying through and qualifying, and we don't lose too many games. But this year it's hit us hard, and you could say we haven't dealt with it very well, but we've also got a lot of players in not very good form, and like you say, you don't win many games like that.
Is it a bit of a worry going into the championship like this?
Some might say it can be, but it's only up to us to turn that around. We've got one option, and that's all to pull together and keep coming. I think a pretty different format will please a few people now. It's getting a little bit tedious, getting hammered every week in the 2020. So I think the guys are looking forward to knuckling down and really giving us this challenge in the last six games.